This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing reverse trivia. In front of me, I have a stack of question cards. I'm going to read out the answer. All these three have to do is guess the question. Chris Joel, Gary Brannan.
Push bar to open, push pineapple to agadoo.
Great.
You know, it wasn't the hare that won. It was the tortoise that won the space race.
Your first answer is gas. What is the question?
What am I sitting on top of quite a lot of? Thanks to a very, very comprehensive premiere in Breakfast this morning. Oh boy, did I hit that hard.
It's premiere and it's in. Well, I've just thought there's surely a digestive system states of matter joke where you've got solid, liquid, gas and plasma. And actually, curry.
It's, well, that just sublimates, doesn't it? Gas. I mean, there's too many places to go with that. I mean,
yes, and yet we're only going to go to one of them, so just rack them up, son.
I thought I'd get there early. Get a good seat.
You did actually get some of the keywords in the question there. State of matter is in there. This is a physics-based question.
Something is the only metal that is
We're looking for something to do with pressure and volume here.
Well, water's weird in that the solid's bigger than the liquid.
That's true, but unfortunately the answer is gas.
Fair.
Well, water gas is very big, isn't it? It goes everywhere.
All around us, yeah, most of the time.
Water gas.
Sneaking in and between all the little oxygens.
Making the things just a little bit wet.
No, that's me.
Sneaking in.
Boyle's law.
Yes.
Oh.
What does it do?
It relates that shit you were just saying about gases.
Yes, Boyle's law describes the relationship between pressure and volume of what state of matter.
Oh, cool. Huh. So that I was thinking, well, if you were buying something that was liquid under pressure, what are you buying? And the answer is gas. Because
yes.
If you've got a, propane barbecue, you have to buy
liquid nitrogen. Liquid,
not for a barbecue.
Well,
what about myth, though?
No, there's a place in York now that does liquid nitrogen ice cream.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And how is that different from a barbecue, Gary?
Because I will tell you why it's at the barbecue. It's your afters, isn't it? It's your pudding.
It's your pudding.
Yeah.
Is it?
So you cook all your meat on it and then you change the gas over to liquid nitrogen and do ice creams and whatnot.
You change the gas over to liquid. Hell, if you're barbecuing on liquid propane.
That's true. Yeah. I like the idea that there's just a little vending tap, though. You've got your water there.
Yeah.
And you've got your beer tap, and then you've got your liquid nitrogen next. Just to cool everything down.
It's a mixed up.
It's the a soda machine where you've got your water.
Coke freestyle machines. The ones where you can mix and match everything. It's just Coca-Cola. I'll add some liquid nitrogen to that. Yes.
Yeah. No ice button.
Yeah.
No.
There's no limit.
They've got the nitrogen gas, they've got the hydrogen gas, and then if you get two hydrogens and an oxygen, you get water.
Oh, God, trying to do
the right quantities.
I
got three hydrogens, what happens now?
Wait, tritium is the answer to your question.
Oh, yeah, good
point. I don't know. Who made sulfur?
Or am I thinking of H3O?
That's H3O.
Yeah.
I don't know what H2O3 is, but H2O2 is bad news.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What was invented by chemist Jan Baptiste van Helmont?
Is it the barometer?
No.
Or pressure or something like that? Because it, no, okay.
It's actually the word gas.
How did they not have a word gas beforehand?
Someone had to come up with the word.
When did he invent this?
Did he have the section before Tolkien?
Yeah. It's just the thought of, what is it? It's like a cloud, an effervescence. We need a word for this.
From the Greek word chaos into the vocabulary of science.
That makes sense.
Was John Baptiste van Helmont, 1580 to 1644.
So did they have like a big competition like among school children as to who will name this thing?
Van Helmont identified carbon dioxide. So it was the first known gas other than air.
Other than just what is around us full stop, regardless of what the source is, and premier in-base methane's in there along with everything else.
Well, no, you'll get, that's why I assume like in a mine, you get foul air, is because it's just what it is. It's not the word gas.
What's around us, yeah. No, you're right.
So yes, Boyle's law was the question there, describing the relationship between the pressure and volume of gas.
That nearly got you in the back
I've
of the
been
head.
Waiting for that. However many episodes we've been doing this.
Which brings us to our next answer. Banana. What is the question?
I've never heard that said with quite such authority.
Banana.
Get the Russians on the phone. Banana.
Banana.
Is the question, if you were told that someone was going to chow down on a Gros Michel, what would they be chowing down on?
Wow. It's a good fact. It's not right, but it's a good fact.
Okay, if someone told you they were going to be chowing down on a Cavendish, what would they be chowing down on?
You know more breeds of banana than most people, Matt.
There are two breeds of banana.
And you know more of them than most people.
Banana flavour doesn't taste like banana because it tastes like what bananas used to be before they all died out and they made a slightly different banana that doesn't taste like banana flavour.
This is in art and literature.
Like what were we talking about again?
Banana.
I mean, I can try and say it with even more authority.
Oh, yeah, please.
Banana.
Mm. No, that just went sexy.
It really didn't.
It turned me off.
Yeah, good. Sexy. Sexy, good. But not in a good way. You know what I mean?
What was the category?
Banana.
There's no authority in that.
What was
yes, the category is banana, and the answer is banana.
I just want the whole contest to be banana.
Banana, 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 banana.
Who gave this to their minion?
Minions.
Minion!
No, I think that would probably fall under entertainment rather than art and literature. Very much art here.
Oh, Warhol.
That sort of artwork, not necessarily like pop art, but that kind of much more modern.
I was going to say, I think he did a banana.
A cover of Velvet Underground and Nico.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it Gilbert and George or someone like that?
Gilbert and Sullivan?
It's Maurizio Cattelan.
Oh, I was just about to say Maurizio Cattelan.
Any of you have heard?
He kind of like on the border of Spain and France?
Disputed. Disputed.
Yes, he's been trying to get independence from Maurizio Spain for a while now. He is a satirical artist, labelled as a joker or a prankster of the art
There's
world.
Someone holding a gun, but it's a banana. Like a political cartoon, I think.
It's not. Did anyone see the artwork that is a banana duct taped to a wall?
Yes.
Oh, I did. I knew of it right. Now. Now you mention
yes.
It. Yes,
I suspect I might have had to give you that one.
Can you remind me why it's art again?
Because it was sold for $6.2 million. What happened to the banana?
It went off.
Someone ate it.
The artist ate it.
Yes.
Yes. Which artwork was eaten immediately after being sold for $6.2 million?
Right. It's like the Banksy that shredded itself.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it's the second artwork that was eaten after being created because that happened with the first statue of David. Michelangelo was just really hungry afterwards and just decided to eat it.
Oh, I love that granite.
Marble.
What's the difference? No, really.
10 minutes at a low heat.
No, much longer at a high heat.
Yes. Well, are we back to pressure again?
Yes,
states of
probably,
matter.
Yeah, actually. Probably, yeah.
Can't remember exactly where marble sits, but by the time it's getting that smooth, it's had more than granite has.
Mm. Yes, Maurizio Cattelan's comedian artwork is a banana duct taped to a wall, which brings us to Prince Hartmann of Liechtenstein. That is the answer. What is the question?
Who had the same T-shirt as a number of Haitians in 1936?
Callback. Nice.
Is he the theoretical Holy Roman Emperor or something like that?
I'm just going to read the first note I have here, which says, this one's for Matt, who said, quote, that is a very easy question, Dan. For the question, how many shades of grey are there in the titles of books by E.L. James in a previous season? So, Matt, the answer is Prince Hartmann of Liechtenstein. What's the question?
Is it only royalty to have competed in the Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, that'd be lovely. It's not. It is. It's one you're never going to get. Which monarch has fathered the most children in a monogamous relationship?
Wow. Prince, what was it again? Prince
Hartmann of Liechtenstein.
He's a machine.
He's going full Boris Johnson there. Oh, wait, no, monogamous.
Yes, he has the Guinness World Record, most
Guinness
children
record?
Fathered by a monogamous monarch.
What, the alcohol company are doing a thing about the guy that's the most.
1612 to 1686, who had 21 children by the Countess Elizabeth.
I feel sorry for her.
I think she should get the Guinness record.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah.
I think in terms of endeavour and effort, he's been very much coincidental
to this. That's true. That's about 42 minutes of his total life, yeah. Isn't it?
That long? How many did he raise?
I do not have the answer to that. However,
by which I don't mean burned to the ground.
She is listed as a countess, and I don't think that counts as monarch. I do not know my royal... royal titles well enough?
Well, he's prince, isn't he? So different monarchies have different rules. Mm.
That's true.
Gets
yeah,
what
prince
term.
Can get quite a broad definition, can't
especially in Europe. Yeah.
The ruler of Sealand is a prince.
Yes, and the prince of Liechtenstein is the monarch.
It is a principality.
Yes, it is. That's I have only just realised that that's what principality means.
Tom, Wales.
Prince of Wales.
Principality.
It's also a building society.
Yes, it is. Tom, can I surprise you? Yeah. What's a duchy?
It's run by a duke.
Duck.
It's run by a duck. So I'm glad we got something out of that, because there was no way you were finding which monarch has fathered the most children in a monogamous relationship.
What about which monarch has mothered the most children?
I have British monarch with the most children.
Is that Victoria?
That would be King Henry I, 29 children, only five of which were... the word is legitimate, which really doesn't feel right.
Yes. That's why his colloquial name is Henry the F- Machine, obviously.
That's where the first comes from.
Yeah. Henry the First, Henry the Best, baby.
Which brings us to pigeon is the answer. What is the question?
Is it spelt I-N?
Oh, no, it's not. We are talking about the bird.
Okay.
This is a history question.
Is it message-carrying capabilities?
Yes.
So it's not bomb direction?
No, it is very much message-carrying capabilities.
Oh, is it medal-related? Is it decorations?
Yes.
Is it the purple... Oh, there was a medal. Dickin medal? Was it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, well done. Keep going.
The Dickin medal was awarded to animals that were gallant in the face of battle after World War One.
World War One and Two. In this case, Second World War.
World War One, and then there was World War Two. When they thought it up, they weren't sure there was going to be a sequel.
What I mean is the question here refers particularly to
World War Two. So it's
World
a brave War. Pigeon in World War Two that got the Dickin medal.
I got the Dickin medal once. I had to get the fire service to cut it out.
Cleared up.
Sorry.
And that's why I'm no longer allowed to go to the Imperial War Museum.
It was like a kroner, it had a hole in the middle.
Think a little bit bigger.
The pigeon.
A dodo, that's a bit bigger than a pigeon. Yeah.
Remember, they're invisible now, remember?
Like Predator. Excellent special surfaces.
Just a medal walking in midair. Was it? Did it somehow enforce the surrender of Japan?
No, I'm just saying this isn't one pigeon.
Many pigeons. Forced the surrender of Japan.
No.
You said it was postal. So was it...
I didn't say messages. It was postal. You said messaging.
What's the difference?
Because you're not putting a pigeon in the post, are you?
You're not putting a stamp on it to get it sent back to...
How else does it know how to go home? I thought you had to write the return address on every pigeon.
Yeah, but then you've got to pick it up from the depot, all those kind of things. It's your pigeon?
No, it's just you want the package, and you open the door, and instead there is just a pigeon there. We try to deliver your package. Instead, pigeon.
You try and get your pigeon messages via Yodel, and all you get is just like the smack on your front window. The outline of the pigeon that failed to deliver, but the proof that it actually went there.
Was the Enigma machine operated by pigeons? Inside?
Yeah.
Little buckets of grain.
Was it a flock?
You know what, Matt? I'll give you that. More than half of the recipients of the Dickin Medal, which honours animal bravery, particularly in the Second World War, have been pigeons.
With the rest horses?
I would suspect a lot of the others were horses, yes.
Yeah, and when you try getting an air message delivered by horse...
That's brave on the face
That's
of it.
That's brave on the face of it, isn't it?
I hate just a horse straddling a V2.
Which brings us to Ulm. What is the question?
That is also a Nordic word, I think.
It's a place, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it an island?
It's in Monty Python, of Ulm. There's a name,
is it?
And they end with of Ulm, which is how I know that word exists, but I know no more about it. So I assume it's a place.
It is not an island.
Not an island.
Is it a place?
Yes.
Is it Nordic?
No. European, but not Nordic.
Is it that bit of Russia that's like, it's very close to...
It's not. It's the south of Germany.
Okay, that makes sense as well.
That makes sense, yes.
That does make sense, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think of, like, being an etymology of something, or
no, we're looking for something about its church or its
I was going to say cathedral or something.
You didn't, though.
Germany's no, very didn't. That's what I thought as well.
No, but I thought there's something
that doesn't work on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No, there's a dull bell ringing here, but not loud enough.
And well, there would be.
Oh, is it something to do with the bells of the of Ulm Cathedral?
It's to do with the spire.
Did the Brits do something to it?
Well,
in the,
I was just coming round to
the beginning
that.
Of the century.
The Brits did not do something to it. It essentially survived World War II unscathed. A 500-kilo bomb fell on the choir room but did not explode.
Handy for all concerned.
To be clear, not a cathedral. Doesn't have that. It has never been the Episcopal See of a bishop.
Oh, but it is a minster.
But it is a minster.
Because it's a mother church of other smaller churches, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in side fact that some people still don't often know is that that's why it's called Mother's Day. It's nothing to do with your actual mother. It's the day that you would go to your mother church when you lived out and you had chapelries and other parishes associated to it. It's the day you would
Clinton's.
Go to your...
Clinton's.
Which is why it's a movable feast.
The card company, not the American political dynasty.
Yes. Yeah.
But check her religious festivals, they cried. So that's why it's a movable feast, because it's in relation to Easter. It's to do the day you would go to your mother church to whom you paid your tithe. And later on, they have said, because families got together, let's make it about your mum. Father's Day, however, is entirely made up, and I'll not make another comment about that.
Clinton's.
Is it a scientific kind of thing? Was there
no,
an experiment done
off
it?
It's something much... It's kind of, again, a very obvious...
Tallest.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, simple as that. That is the tallest church in the world.
Wow.
For now.
Oh no, who's making another one?
Is it the one that's finally about to be finished in Barcelona?
Yes, it is.
I saw in the news it's not got long to go after 140 years or something. Or
yes. Is that nearly done relatively? Or
yeah, well, always, I think, yeah.
It was consecrated by Pope Benedict XVI in 2010. Construction started in 1882.
Mm. Yeah, but most cathedrals have taken like twice that to build. Yeah. In terms of cathedral building speed, that's actually pretty good.
Although that was usually centuries ago.
I don't think that matters when it comes to really impressive and very ornate cathedrals. I think it's still a bit of a slow job.
No, you got to say concrete moulding probably has sped things up a touch.
You would hope so. You would hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but it's still not, oh yeah, we'll give us 5 years and we'll get that from plan. Plans to open it.
Yes, this is Ulm Minster, which is the tallest church in the world for now. Which brings us to our final answer. Skrik. What is the question?
Skrik.
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 Skrok.
What is the surname of one of the finders of DNA, Francie?
Oh, Francie Skrik.
Skrik. We're going to need more context on what a skrik is or isn't.
You are, yes. This is an art and literature question.
Okay.
And it is an artwork you have definitely heard of.
Is it Edvard Munch's The Scream?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Gary, where did that come from?
How is that the Norwegian word
is
for
that the Scream? Edvard Munch is not English, so is it yes. The Skrik?
Edvard Munch is Norwegian. The Norwegian name for the painting The Scream is Skrik. Yes. Or perhaps more accurately, the paintings.
There's more than one.
Four versions. Two in paint, two in pastels. The main one...
MS Paint.
Yes. Has been stolen twice and recovered twice.
I like it. It's just, it is the diagram of someone, I know it's supposed to be existential dread, but has really blatantly just stood on an upturned plug.
Apparently the scream in the picture is not the person screaming. The person is trying to block out a scream from where?
Their
anus. What was the question?
Who or what is screaming in the scream?
Oh, the weather, the and the sea or something like that, isn't it?
Nature. Yeah. Yes. It is nature screaming, not the person.
I know he's a very, very good artist and I respect his opinion, but he has also painted a person who looks like they're screaming there.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Not all on the viewer, that one.
but the person is part of nature as well.
No, I think he's just talking bollocks, isn't he? He's just realised he's got it wrong. And someone said, what's screaming? And he's gone nature and he's gone, I've painted a screaming person as well.
Well, we've got nature and we've got nurture.
Yes, Skrik is the Norwegian name for the painting, The Scream. With that, congratulations to who wants this one?
I love it.
You'll have it. Matt, congratulations. You win a personal driver for an attractive French chef who loves hot cauliflower.
C'est
un chauffeur pour chef show pour show chauffeur.
And they say it's lowbrow.
If that was too pretentious, the second option was Jacques Chirac's Jack Chirac. So it's going to be one of those two.
Those are both ends of the scale of tech.
Sum it up. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chris Joel. Gary Brannan.
Good evening.
Matt Gray.
Watch my YouTube channel, please.
Watch mine as well for doing that.
I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next season.